not a play 0-1. You know, it's ironic, Kirby. That's how Watkins' game started yesterday. Only the Martins' Kyle Leeser short hopped one to first.
And Nolan reached first.
Yeah, and Nolan reached first yesterday. You bet. Brady couldn't come up with it. But almost ironic how the game is similar in that sense. Here's a pitch to Bromer. It's high and two balls and one strike. Bromer, a left-handed hitter, plays second base for the Irish. Irish with a 6-5 win yesterday over Young America. As a swing and a miss by Bromer and 2-2. Lincoln Hogan behind the plate. Over at third base, Carson Geislinger. Shortstop, Nolan Geislinger. Second base, it's Carter Block. And at first base, Brendan Ashton has a called strike three. And out on strikes is Bromer.
You talk about the irony, Randy. Jack Frege is the shortstop for St. Patrick. So yesterday, Nolan Geislinger, the shortstop, hit it to St. Martin's shortstop. Today, St. Patrick's shortstop hit it to Watkins' shortstop.
Even more ironic. Yeah. That'll bring Seth Ambrose to the plate. And Ambrose takes a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1. You got to like how Justin Thompson is starting, getting ahead of these hitters.
Coming right at him.
Thompson kicks and delivers. Curveball popped up in the infield. Tough. Nolan calling for it. Now Carson says, hey, I got it. And he'll make the catch at third for the out, and that'll end the first for St. Patrick. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half inning. It's St. Patrick, nothing. Watkins coming to bat, and we'll be back here on KESM at Chaska in 1 minute.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Cy, thank you very much. We're ready to go here. Bottom of the first inning. It'll be Nolan Geislinger, Lincoln Hogan, Kevin Kramer, and Kirby. For those listening out there, lots of different ways to catch the game today, right?
Oh, many avenues. Many. 107.7 is our FM translator. Of course, old reliable, AM 1150, 105.5 HD2. And, of course, online all the time, anywhere, mychasm.com.
Nolan hits a ground ball to third, and knocking it down is Ryan Freges. His throw on to first, and 6-3 on the putout. One pitch, one out for Jack Sawyer.
So the Freges family, Jack at shorts, and then third baseman right there, Ryan, they're each young, 22 and 20, and graduates of Jordan High School, and it says they each play at Minnesota State Mankato for Coach Moggers down there. So a couple good ball players, Randy.
Lincoln Hogan bloops one down the right field line, and that'll go foul by about, I'd say, that 4 or 5 feet down the right field line. And he'll hustle back to the batter's box, and we'll do this all over again. So a couple pitches here for Zach Serber, or Sawyer early on. And the Clippers, Kirby, aggressive in their first two
pitches. Two pitches, two swings.
Yeah. What does that tell you? They don't want Mr. Sawyer to get deep in the count, maybe. Here's a bunt attempt by Lincoln Hogan. That'll go foul. And the count 0-2.
So they've made contact with the first three pitches of the game. And, yeah, they're attacking Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, to the count to Lincoln Hogan. Kevin Kramer waiting on deck. Sawyer has the sign from his catcher. And the pitch. Hogan swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Healthy hack right there. And, I mean, we talked about the aggressive nature of Watkins thus far. We've seen that. You saw it last week. I saw it yesterday. And through two batters, it's still evident as well. But Hogan may be going outside the zone, Randy, but must have had something on that as Sawyer dialed something up right there that got it past Hogan.
That pitch had a little bit of heat on it, too. A rising fastball that'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate, the Clippers center fielder. Kevin, a right-handed hitter in the box, and the first pitch swung on and fouled away. And 0-1 to Mr. Kramer. Kevin had an awesome day yesterday. A couple hits for the Clippers. Just when he's on base, he creates opportunities. Danny Berg on deck. Pitch, Kramer lines this one to straightaway center field. Getting to it and making the catch is Kyle Rodas, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the first. Boy, he hit it on the nose, but right at him. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in our books. Watkins nothing. St. Patrick nothing. We're back with more baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Cy, we make our way to the top of the second inning here on a Sunday morning yet. Sunday morning baseball. Ryan Freges, Zach Andres, and Kyle Rodas facing Justin Thompson. And the first pitch, a strike call to Freges, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Thompson's pitch, chop foul, and the count 0-2.
First time in the tournament, I'd say, Randy, it's got to be that this is the only game happening right now. The other half of the bracket starts at noon in Waconia.
That's right. And that's another local team or teams. Sobieski taking on Sartell in that noon game over in Waconia.
Heavyweight fight right there, huh?
Oh, that'd be fun game to be at, too. We'll make our own fun here, Kirby.
You got it, Randy. Yeah.
Followed back and out of play by Freges and the count at a 1-2 yet. Ryan, the cleanup hitter for the Irish, and the pitch, fastball low and away, and the count, 1-2. 325 down both the right and left field lines, 355 to the gaps, 390. We talked about it yesterday. I talked about it Friday night. 390 is a long way away.
That's a poke.
Here's the pitch, driven to left center field,
speaking
way back
pokes
by the fence, and at the fence, running is Kevin Kramer, making the catch as he just uses the fence for a little cushion.
So that's to left center. Oh. Center left center. That ball's like 380 feet away. And Kevin, just those long legs, man alive, that we called him the game changer yesterday. He did it again already today. The St. Patrick dugout acted like it was 1-0 off the bench or off the bat, Randy, and Kevin just had enough room. And if there's room for him, it looks like he'll go get it.
Running a pass route, Mr. Kramer. 0-1, the count to Zach Andres as he comes to the plate, the left-handed hitter. A little excitement getting the fans buzzing early on here.
Did you see Nolan's reaction to that catch?
I did not.
He was just like, whoa, yeah, I can't believe he got that. The young shortstop, amazed.
Yeah, that's, it's still, he's probably in awe too, playing with guys like this. That's pretty cool. And, Nolan's a great baseball player in his own right. At the plate, Zach Andres, the right fielder, he's sitting there at the plate, a count of 1-2. Justin Thompson deals, and a little bit low. Lincoln Hogan knocks it down, and the count 2-2. 2-2.
Kevin plays deep, but, man, alive, did he cover ground on that.
Yeah, but he's got such speed, so you can, right?
So what are those mo pattern swats? Like 5 feet?
Yeah.
He was about 9 of them over, you know?
Wow.
If you count to where he caught it, he was right to the right of that max bat sign, wasn't he?
Sure.
That little slit?
Yeah.
So that's 9, so that's, 45 feet over and
easily
another 20 back?
Yeah, easily. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Zach Andres. Justin Thompson delivers, and Andres drives this one foul. That's going to go into the light tower down the right field line, or drops right next to the bullpen area, the state board trailer. Does a little plinko in that light tower.
It stayed away from that blue Impala in the right field corner,
did.
Didn't it?
Okay, cool. You strategically parked that as it's fouled to the netting, and the count 2-2.
St. Patrick well represented here. Those unaware, they're a suburb of New Prague, Randy?
Yes, they are.
A lot of green in the stands.
Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on here in the second. Thompson's pitch fouled at the plate as Andres keeps battling Justin Thompson. One out. Andres back into the box. On deck, it's Kyle Rodas. Thompson delivers, and Hogan sets up perfectly, and they come with the breaking ball right over the plate, and Andres is just fooled on that pitch, I think, and he's out on strikes.
Well, he kept flipping the heater foul, either tipping it foul or hitting it foul down the right field line, so Lincoln and Justin deciding to go with the off-speed, and I think you nailed it, Runce. I think he was fooled on that pitch.
I bring Kyle Rodas to the plate. Right-handed hitter, and Thompson's pitch is a little inside. Count 1-0. Thank you for being with us today here on AM 1150. Cy Funnenstein producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. The breaking ball crossing the plate, and the count 1-1.
Free just gets that up in the air on a day like yesterday with the wind blowing out, Randy. Is it 1-0 St. Pat?
I think it is. Here's a foul tip into the mitt of Lincoln Hogan, and the count 1-2. 1-2. Thompson delivers curveball. This is driven to left center field. Kevin Kramer shading over a bit, makes the catch for the out. That was a can of corn compared to the other one.
Piece of cake.
That'll do it for St. Patrick in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. 1.5 in our books. No score with St. Patrick and Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, Cy, bottom of the second inning. The Watkins Clippers sending Danny Berg, Brendan Ashton, Justin Thompson to the plate, facing Zach Sawyer. And the first pitch ball to Danny Berg, 0-1. The left-handed hitting a right fielder. Sawyer delivers. Here's a strike on the outside corner in 1-1.
So you mentioned it off the air after the bottom of the first inning. Zach Sawyer is not tiny. That's a big dude out there.
That is a big guy. I'd say he's all of 5'6" by... 6'6", maybe 6'5", 6'6". He's tall. 1-2 the count to Berg. And Sawyer comes home. Berg rips this into right field, and we get the game's first hit. Danny Berg, boy, he is so good at the plate. Rips a single to right. That'll bring Brendan Ashton to the plate.
It's a solid knock right there, Randy. Yeah. Right through the right side, punching that heater. Get a good base runner on base.
Brendan yesterday struggled with Scott Leeser on the mound, but then at one point he ripped a single and got a couple RBIs.
He was a part of that. They went 4 straight hits in the 7th or 8th yesterday for Watkins. Single, 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 single. That got a run in, and then another one across on a Geisinger sack fly.
Here's the pitch. Ashton, a shot up the middle, a solid base hit, and the Clippers go 1-2 here in the second.
We just talked about it. They went single, 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 single yesterday to get a run in, Randy. And talk a little bit about, you know, you face Scott Leeser for eight and Ben Schrader, who's no slouch for the ninth, and now you get someone else out there. We don't know much about Zach Sawyer, but they're not, you know, it's just not Scott Leeser, and it's probably going to help the Clippers.
Did they list Sawyer? He got a college he pitched at, Kirby?
Let's take a peek.
Take a peek here as Justin Thompson making his way to the plate, and Justin showing bunt already. No secret here. As Sawyer comes home, Thompson takes high for a ball and 1-0.
He is 23 years old. He went to Lakeville North High School. He did not play collegiately.
Yeah, okay. And I'm almost certain St. Patrick probably went with their ace against Young America yesterday.
Think so.
As inside to Thompson, now 2-0. Justin did not show bunt on that second pitch. Kramer over at third. Dustin going through some signs. Heath Kramer at first. Here's the pitch, and Thompson swings away on 2-1, fouls it to the screen.
So Seth Ambrose is like, I don't know, 15 feet in front of the bag at first. If you see the guy swing and you think he's bunting, is that a little, oh boy.
Yeah, now what? And the catcher here, Matt Ambrose, going to go out and talk to Mr. Sawyer on the mound now.
Now, granted, Seth's tough. He played 4 years of D1 hockey at the U, so he's maybe not scared of a line drive.
Interesting what Matt Ambrose told Sawyer, too. Yeah, Seth is thinking bunt, and Thompson showing bunt again. Two balls, one strike. Pitch is low, and 3-1.
He showed so early, Randy, that Bromer's all the way to first. Seth Ambrose is all the way in.
Wow.
He's got the whole right side of the infield
to punch something through.
There.
Yeah, if he really wanted to, if he wanted to choke up and just tap it out there. A 3-1 pitch coming. Yeah, and Thompson swinging away again, and he rips that to the right side, but foul, and now it's full at 3-2. Justin looked back at the umpire, said, was that a strike? Umpire goes, yep, okay.
Did you see Matt Ambrose there? Seth was coming in. He's like, well, he's not showing. Back up, back up.
3-2.
Balk.
Oh, and they called a balk on Sawyer. What did he do, Kirby? Tell him.
I was looking down at my my score sheet. Oh, and the ump's doing it right here. He mimicked it. It must have been a flinch or something because Sawyer was asking. Ambrose is coming out from behind the plate saying, what did he do? And the ump notified that just a little flinch, and that's a big 90 feet for two guys right there, Runs.
It is. It is. It's like Justin Thompson put the bunt down, but he's still at the plate. You know. So now with the count of 3-2, you got Thompson with an opportunity for some RBIs.
Infield's got to come all the way in right away here. Bottom of the second inning already for St. Pat, and they're in some hot water. Watkins looking to strike first.
Thompson chokes up on that bat, maybe an inch or so. Sawyer comes home, and a swing and a miss. He gets Thompson on strikes. That's a big strikeout.
Got to put it in play there. Didn't put it in play. Nice job by Ambrose behind the dish, Randy, to hold on. And the infield's going to stay in with one out, obviously, and it's up to Carter Block here for the Clippers.
Carter Block, the Clippers' second baseman, right-handed hitter up at the plate now facing Sawyer. Zach Sawyer, the right-hander, and Block follows this to the backstop, and the count 0-1.
Moment's not too big for the Clippers in the box, huh? They're ready to hit right away.
They are. Go after that first pitch. No indication of any kind of squeeze or... I think Watkins choosing to swing away here.
Dustin didn't even put a sign on.
Pitches high to Carter Block and the count 1-1. Kirby, you mentioned Kevin Kramer playing pretty deep in center. I'm also seeing Kyle Rodas. He's playing pretty deep out there in center. Pitch to Block. That bounces up to the plate. Nice stop by Matt Ambrose. And the count at 2-1.
That was a great stop. Nice job. Got to keep it in front of you. There's so much room back here. It's a guaranteed run, especially with Danny Berg at third base.
Yeah, I think Matt Ambrose, he's a veteran, understanding the moment. You got guys at second and third. You got to sacrifice your body. Two balls and a strike. Pitches high to Block, and now 3-1.
Good time to hit for Carter right here, Randy. Hitters count. Two men on.
3-1 the count. Carter Block looking for something down the middle here. Sawyer comes home. Block sticks the bat out, fouls it back and out of play, and the count full at 3-2.
Got that huge strikeout on Thompson, did this Zach Sawyer. That's what he's thinking right here.
On deck, Carson Geislinger for the Clippers. Berg at third, Ashton at second. The pitch is low, ball four. Carter Block's going to walk, loading him up. Now you get the left-handed hitting Carson Geislinger, who I have seen bunt through the years of watching him play for the Clippers.
Middle infield's going to go back here, Randy.
Got some options.
Again, no signs applied, so I think the squeeze is off.
Carson steps up to the plate. Base is loaded, bottom of the second. So here's pitch, and Carson takes a strike right down the middle in 0-1. Matt Geislinger on deck. One out. Berg at third, Ashton at second, and now Block at first. Sawyer comes home, and Carson takes strike two, called, and 0-2. So not typical of the first seven hitters in the Clipper lineup where they're chasing that first pitch or a second pitch. Carson takes two strikes. He's down in the count 0-2. And Sawyer's pitch. Geislinger slaps a line drive to third. What a catch there by the third baseman.
Frigis right on him. Yeah. Hard contact, but it was right to his left. Kind of a leaning catch there. Good base running by Watkins with Berg, Ashton, and Block freezing on that line drive, Randy, as you could easily have anticipated a double play there as hard as that ball was hit.
But absolutely.
Nice job on the pads by the Clippers. Keep them loaded for your nine hitter and manager.
Here comes Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt also likes to take it to left field. Pitches inside to Matt and the count 1-0.
He also likes to swing early in the count, and Sawyer's got to get can't put any cookies over the plate to this guy.
One ball, no strikes. Zach Sawyer continues to work from the stretch, and Matt had a big swing there and a miss. One ball, one strike. Doesn't get cheated, does he?
Aiming for the Minnesota on that one as he took a healthy hack trying to put it in the river over right.
Bases loaded here for the Clippers in the bottom of the second. Zach Sawyer's pitch. Geislinger taps it on the ground, hits slowly to short. Up with it and the throw to first. In time. What a great play by Jack Frigis at short to get rid of it. And Matty Geislinger comes up a little lame as he ran through the bag at first, but that'll do it for the Clippers. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on. We played two. Watkins nothing, St. Patrick nothing. We're back in 1 minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
We're now at 28 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. We're at 69 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Back to Chaska. More exciting state baseball action. It's Randy Rothstein and Kirby Hemish.
All right, I will turn it over to Kirby Hemish for the third inning.
Thanks, Runs. Top three, bottom third of the St. Pat order. Matt Ambrose, Jordan Gorecki, Jake Westman, Justin Thompson first offering to Ambrose in there for a strike. Second pitch off speed, missing down and away. Evens it up at 1-1. 7-8-9. St. Patrick looking for their first base runner. Trying to build off that momentum they had after getting out of that bases loaded jam as the first pitch or the 1-1 pitch hit right back to Justin Thompson on the mound. JT knocks it down and flips it over to Ashton at first. 1-3. That was good contact right there by Ambrose, Randy.
Yeah, it was. That was a hard shot, and Justin Thompson able to knock it down with his glove. That's the key point, not a different part of his body. And so one down, big out, always getting that first one.
Got to get the leader. Can't get three before you get one as the first offering to Gorecki is missing down for a ball. Thompson liking that hook early in the count thus far. Kramer still deep in center. In left is Matthias. It's awfully deep as well. As this pitch chopped up the middle, it'll be fielded on a backhand by Block. He gets up. His throw is in time. Nice play right there by Carter Block. On the backhand, behind second, throws it over to first with a beautiful out number two.
He had a real little stumble right when he gloved it, Kirby, and he used the glove and the ball to get himself back up and make a strong throw. Nice play.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he like got up with the ball and then ripped it over to first. Ashton with the easy short hop pick. It's a two down. Jace Westman to the plate. Westman, the nine hitter, as he will foul the first pitch off. I think he was thinking that might have got him in the hand. Did that get the knob of the bat, Randy?
I think he got the knob.
Wow. Yeah. Thompson's been ahead on everybody, so his control has been pretty good. Justin right back. One strike pitch. That's missing down. Evens it up at one and one. Westman to be followed by Jack Freeges in the on-deck circle. As 1-1 offering, big swing and a miss right there on the off-speed. Justin changing speeds nicely right there, moving our count to 1-2. Scoreless here in the third. Watkins and St. Patrick, Elite Eight matchup. As the 2-2 pitch hit on the ground towards short, fielded by Nolan Geislinger. His throw is strong across the diamond, 6-3 to retire Jace Westman. In the middle of this Watkins infield, a busy inning with the groundouts to Thompson, Block, and Geislinger. In order go the Irish. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2.5, scoreless. On to the bottom of the third, coming up in a minute on Chasm.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Bottom third, top of the order for the Clippers, and it starts with Nolan Geislinger looking at a ball. His second time viewing Zach Sawyer, Geislinger, Haugen, Kramer. 1-2-3 in the Clipper order. As Sawyer's 1-0 offering, that is on off the corner for a ball. 2-0 the count now. Nolan bounced out to the third baseman. Ryan Freeges, his first time up. Get things going for Watkins back in the first as the 2-0 offering. That's in there for a strike. Now 2-1.
Zach Sawyer's been effectively, I mean, not wild, but effectively just a little erratic so far.
2-1 offering to Geislinger. That's slash foul. Evens it up at 2-2. How'd you like to be going into your sophomore year of high school, playing in the final weekend of the state tournament? He played last year final weekend of the state tournament. He's got more state tournament at bats in his teens than some guys are going to get in their life.
Well, exactly.
2-2 offering from Sawyer to Geislinger. That slash down the left field line. That ball's going to drop fair. Over to field is Westman. Big turn. And stopping at first base is Nolan Geislinger. He's aboard to get the Clippers going here in the third.
Back-to-back innings with leadoff singles. And now you got some speed on the base pass. But you also got a good arm with Matt Ambrose behind the plate, Kirby.
Lincoln's a good bunter. Dustin Kramer
True.
Over at third.
True.
Let's see what's going on here. Got that middle of the order. If you get Geislinger to second for Kevin and Dan, it's a nice kick at the can right there. Geislinger his lead. I'll watch the top hand of Lincoln as Sawyer set comes home. Lincoln squares and takes a strike at the letters. It was a good pitch to bunt right there. If you wanted to bunt,
Ryan Freeges is charging. But I got a feeling that bunt, if Lincoln puts it down, might go first base side.
One strike the count. Carson his lead. Nolan his lead, excuse me. Snap throw over on the pickoff attempt. Back in there safely.
Nolan's wearing that sliding glove.
Yeah, the oven mitt.
The oven mitt.
One strike the count here. Sawyer set. Got out of some hot water in the second. As Lincoln squares a lot earlier, and he does push it up that first base line, like Randy said. Fielded by Sawyer, he bobbles for a moment. Then he does finally flip it over to Ambrose. Sacrifice in order. For a second there, I thought Clippers might catch a break, Randy.
I thought so, too, that he reached for it once, and then quickly on that second reach, he did grip the baseball. And yeah, had Lincoln got that a little bit further, Kirby, I think he got himself a hit.
If he pushes it past Sawyer, yeah. I'd say it's first and second, nobody out. So, but they do get the sacrifice. Into second base goes Nolan Geislinger. The batter's Kevin Kramer. As Kev steps in, big day yesterday, on base 3 of 5 times, scored a run, stole a couple bags, stole a run, you could say, with that, I mean, the fact that he got that first one in for Watkins on a ground out to the pitcher. Yeah. It's not exactly how you would draw it up thinking that's how you get a run, but hey, he got in there under the Brian Schlungen tag. At second is Geislinger, 1-0 the count here. Scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Sawyer's 1-0 pitch, that's popped up fouling out of play by Kevin. Evens it up at 1-1.
So this Zach Sawyer, Kirby, is he unhittable? No, I think Clippers got 3 hits off of him already. It's like, can they manufacture some runs now? I don't think we're dealing with an overpowering pitcher here.
Just got to get the big one. They had their chance there in the second. Line out by Carson Geislinger, and then the bounce out by Matt Geislinger. Bases loaded, 1 away. They had second and third. Nobody out. Thompson struck out there. 1-1 pitch from Sawyer. That's hit into short right center field. Coming on, diving, and not getting it. The ball drops. A tough read for Nolan Geislinger, Randy, as he was maybe a third of the way off the bag right there.
Yeah.
As the ball drops for the single, he stops at third by Dustin Kramer, and it's runners at the corners now.
You bet. Kevin Kramer putting the bat on the ball, and Nolan at second, Kirby, couldn't do anything else. I think that's the best-case scenario where he ends up on third. You know, if they catch it and he gets double off, then what?
Yeah, you can't get too far off the bag.
No.
You know, he could have taken a chance, I guess, but then, like you said, he catches it, and there's the inning.
So you got a little scouting report on the Watkins Clippers. What do you do with the speedy Kevin Kramer on the base paths?
Send him.
And what do you do if you're St. Patrick? Throw down?
Throw him out. It's a little early-ish in the game. Justin has not allowed a hit. As no Clippers have working on 12 innings straight of no-hit ball right now in the state tournament. I don't even remember how far that goes back last week either, but I'd say try to throw him out as Kramer first pitch. Now Berg hits it deep in the hole at short, and it's off the glove of the shortstop, Freeges. Scoring on the play is Nolan Geislinger. He went on contact with the middle of that infield playing back. Good read by the young man, so he comes across to score. Kramer to second, and reaching on an error with the RBI is Danny Berg.
Hey, there you go, Danny. And those left-handed hitters, Kirby, they continue to take it the other way.
Work them away, hit it away, and that's what the Clippers have done thus far in the final weekend of the state tournament. So they get a run in. Now they're still cooking with runners at first and second. First offering from Sawyer, missing down for a ball. Shortstop Jack Free, just not an easy play by any means, Randy, but it is an error.
It is an error.
1-0 the count. Kramer and Berg aboard here as the 1-0 pitch that's skied into short center field. This will be an infield fly if he can get there. It drops. They might have a play at second. It doesn't. They don't have a play.
Wow.
Little no man's land. You said it Friday. Name your Western Stearns County League town. It was a Regal Lake Henry Spring Hill New Munich hit right there.
We don't want to miss anybody.
No. Just a little bloop single for Brendan Ashton to load him up. The
look
shortstop Freeges to go back. Bromer, he had a tough read on it. Did the old Mr. Sun have something to do with that as well?
You know, I think just picking the ball up, I think the right fielder and the center fielder did not pick it up right away, Kirby. And, of course, they probably thought, well, this is an infield ball.
Yeah. Initially, Bromer had turned like he thought he could get it. Then he ended up, he wasn't even really close.
No.
So they're loaded. Kramer at third, Berg at second, Ashton at first. Watkins with one in. They got him loaded again. As the first offering to Thompson, that's hit in the air. That'll be deep enough to get another run. Over in center and making the catch is Rodas. He makes the grab. Kramer jogs home. Berg stays at second. Watkins doubles up their lead. They lead now 2-0.
Absolutely. I'll take a run on a sacrifice fly any day. You bet. Good job, Justin Thompson, putting it in play. And, you know, Thompson, he was at last inning, Kirby, with runners at first and second, then second and third in his at-bat and had an opportunity for RBI. I think Justin can go back to the dugout and say, hey, I did help the team, right?
See, guys, I did my job.
Yeah, I did my job.
He's also got three blanks on the scoreboard on the mound as well, so throwing well. But another one in for Watkins as Carter blocked to the plate with runners at first and second. First offering to Carter. Missing for a ball, or in there for a strike, excuse me. He was walked his first time up. Two runs in for Watkins here in the third. Single, sacrifice, single, air, single, sacrifice. It gets two. As the one strike pitch waved at right there by Block, he's in a hole at 0-2 as Sawyer trying to put a pin in this third inning. 0-2 the count. Big lead at second base for Danny Berg. As Danny just going to steal third. I mean, I talked about the big lead. They weren't even paying much attention to him. That pitch is swung on and missed by Block. Scooped out of the dirt by Ambrose, who flips it to his little brother. Little in age, not in stature. Seth Ambrose, and that does it for the Clippers in the third. But they strike first here, scoring two runs on three hits. There was an error that did help the Clipper cause and two runners left on base. We've played three. Scoreboard now says 2-0 in favor of Watkins. On to the fourth. State Tournament Baseball, right here on Chasm. Back in a minute.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your dealer. Top of the fourth, top of the order for St. Patrick. It's Jack Freges, Cal Bromer, and Seth Ambrose. Two strikes on two swings and misses. Second time through here for St. Patrick. They're now trailing as the two-strike pitch cut on and missed, and Freges out on strikes. Thompson, he's got him looking foolish right now, Randy.
He looks so good facing Jack Freges there, Kirby. Just work Freges with a number of breaking balls in that at-bat.
Third strikeout for Justin Thompson. And that'll bring Cal Bromer to the plate. First offering to Cal. That's in there for a strike as well. A little cutter right there. Just a little run on it. One strike to count. Thompson's one strike offering. That's fouled into the netting. And the count will move now to 0-2.
First time through that order, Kirby. I think Bromer gave Thompson the most trouble. He worked the count. I believe it was full, fouled off a number of pitches. And
ended up going down looking. It's 0-2 right here as this pitch is popped up short left field, not even to left field. Carson Nolan, Geislinger, how about, makes the catch in the infield still. Soft little pop-up for an easy out number two.
So I think Justin's ball is really working today. Right there, Bromer reaching out and just getting the end of the bat on that pitch. And you saw Freges, the at-bat before, lunging at a breaking ball outside.
So two away, two quick ones, and Seth Ambrose to the plate. Thompson's first offering, fastball head high at Seth Ambrose. 1-0 the count. As right back comes Thompson, 1-0 pitch, that's fouled into the netting. It's a big dude, Seth Ambrose, first baseman.
Yes, he is.
Goes no batting gloves, high socks, black cleats, kind of just all business. As the 1-1 offering from Thompson to Ambrose, that is laced into left field for the first hit of the day. Former Gopher winger onto the pads as the Irish with their first runner. Lay it in there, and he smacks it out of there.
A single to left, and there goes that streak.
First hit of the weekend allowed by a Clipper. And Ryan Freeges to the plate, now representing the tying run. And Randy put a charge into one his last time up.
Yes, he did.
Hit that ball to deep left center that Kevin Kramer tracked and caught.
Kevin might have backed up even in the stuck here.
Thompson tries a heater on the outside corner that misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Brent Gorecki flashing signs in the third base coaching area. As Thompson set right at the chest, he is 1-0 offering. That pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens it up at 1-1.
Boy, he doesn't get cheated in his swings. Swings hard.
Something about hitting one of the track and being out. You swing a little harder the next time then?
Or if when you swung and you hit that, is that as hard as you can hit it? I don't know. Empty
the tank on it? I don't know. It's tough to say. The 1-1 offering, big swing and a miss right there from Freeges. He's in a hole at 1-2.
Yeah, he was looking to 169 there.
Freeges had
a little bit.
1-2 the count. Two away, runner aboard. It's 2-0 in favor of Watkins here in the top of the fourth inning as this pitch is fouled at home plate by Freeges. Stays alive as he fouls that one off Lincoln.
A little off speed that he lunged at, and he got that ball before it broke away from him.
Matt Geisinger. Looks like it's 20 years ago all over again, Randy. He's bat boy, getting the foul balls.
Doesn't it, though?
Running them out to the umpire.
Oh, yeah.
Little different role on the team this time around. Manager and ace. 1-2 the count. Umpire gave Lincoln a little timeout. Think about that foul tip. Seth Ambrose at first. Thompson ready to go again. He set at the W across his chest as this pitch cut on and missed. Got the heater by him for strikeout number 4. 2 on the inning, and that does it for St. Patrick in the fourth. No runs, 1 hit. There were no errors, and a runner left on base. 3.5, 2-0 our score in favor of Watkins. They'll be batting in a minute right here on Chasm.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Cy Funenstein back at the shop in Albany. Probably a little less stressed this morning than last Sunday for Cy after
yes.
the power outages and things of that nature. As we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning, Carson Geisinger, Matt Geisinger, Nolan Geisinger. It's a family reunion at the batter's box for the Geisinger family. As the first offering from Sawyer, missing outside. Second pitch in there for a strike to Carson, evening it up at 1-1. Flagpole staying still right now. Old Glory and 2 Minnesota flags. Not dancing at all. He has a swing and a miss right there from Carson Geisinger. 1-2 the count. Sawyer trying to keep it at 2-0. Watkins with other plans as the 1-2 pitch missing away. Evens it up at 2-2.
Carson not afraid to take that pitch on the outside corner to left.
2-2 pitch just missing outside. Now 3-2. Yeah, he lined that shot right at Ryan Freeges. Bases loaded back in the second inning for Watkins. That was good contact. Full boat right now to the leadoff hitter here in the fourth inning. 3-2 pitch in there. Strike 3. Man alive. That had some nice little hook on it right there from Sawyer.
Hard breaking ball there, Kirby, that, you know, you'd seen him fastball, and then you throw that breaking ball almost the same speed as the fastball. It's tough to read that.
His fourth strikeout for Zach Sawyer. We'll bring Matt Geisinger to the plate. As the first offering to Matt, big swing and a miss at that one. Remember when Scott Leeser hit in the region? It was either the championship or the game before it against Regions or against Richmond, where those first pitches, if they were in there, just swung so hard. You know, Matt, kind of that same mold. If it's in there on 0-0, I know how pitching works. I don't want to mess with the off speed. I'm going to swing at it and swing at it really hard. Find the heater and throw your hands at it as he fouls this one away. 1-2 the count to the Watkins nine hitter. They lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-2 pitch. It's popped up, fouling out of play.
All the games we've done here, Kirby, I haven't seen cars parked around that outfield fence like they are today. There are people in the park.
It's either parked there or it's
parked down the street.
Or
right?
Closer to home. As the 1-2 pitch, just missing with the off speed. He went without to the lefty Carson Geisinger, got him frozen. Matt may be frozen as well, but that pitch just missing low to even it up at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, that's fouled into the netting by Matt. The big old wood grandstand here in Chaska. Plenty of butts in the seats, Randy.
Down both the left and right field lines, too.
And Sawyer's 2-2 offering to Geisinger. Ooh, just missing right there. I think Matt Ambrose was ready to fire that to Freeges at third. Plate umpire saying it missed. That'll fill it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Leadoff man Nolan Geisinger on deck. 3-2 pitch. Tapped right back to Sawyer. He fields. He flips it over to Seth Ambrose. 1-3 to retire Geisinger for out number two. Matt whips that bat at the dugout on his way up the line, Randy. I think he had other intentions with the payoff pitch there.
I agree. Yeah, he had done so much in that at-bat to work the count, and he did not want to tap back to the pitcher.
So the lineup flips over. It's Nolan Geisinger. Got things going in that productive third inning for Watkins. Singled and scored. He came across the score on that ball Danny Berg hit to short that Freeges had hit off his hip. First pitch in there for a strike from Sawyer. Second pitch is smacked foul over the state board box down the right field line. Is that a batting cage down there?
Yeah, batting cage behind the state board trailer. That one sounded good off of Nolan's bat.
Nice piece of lumber right there. Two strikes the count, though. Sawyer looking for a quick fourth. 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. It'll be Bromer fielding. Bromer throwing to Ambrose, 4-3, to retire the speedy Nolan Geisinger. And an easy 1-2-3 inning for Zach Sawyer and the Irish. He retires the Clippers in order. We have played 4, 2-0 our score in favor of Watkins. To the fifth in a minute on Chasm on your Sunday.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Top five. Zach enters into the batter's box. He's a lefty, swinging, getting his second look at Justin Thompson, the Watkins hurler, who has been very good thus far. First offering missing low for a ball. You take four blanks on the scoreboard.
Absolutely.
Final weekend.
Absolutely.
Justin killing him with inconsistency, I'd say. Just changing looks and changing speeds. Tough guy. Those are tough guys to hit. You know, you see the Leasers and the Geisingers with the power, but these guys are not easy either.
No.
2-0 the count right now. To Anders, who struck out looking his first time up. 2-0 pitch, tap foul up the first base line. There goes the bat boy to go get that one again. Matt Geisinger.
He was doing a sprints down the right field line.
Well, it was a debate after the ball game yesterday. You know how those go, Randy. You see the game, now you got to talk about it for 4 hours afterwards as the 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike with the off speed. When is Matt going to be in relief this weekend now?
Right. Is it today, or is it at 4:30 if they win today?
Is it at noon tomorrow?
Right, exactly.
2-2 offering from Thompson. Off speed, curls in there. Strike three. He got him looking the first time, and he got him looking again now. 5 punch-outs for Thompson. 1, 2, 3 of them were looking, Randy.
I think Justin Thompson, Kirby, is making the most of his moment here, isn't he? Unbelievable how he's pitched so far.
It's a great spot right there as Kyle Rodas to the plate. There was two flyouts to center in the second inning. Freeges hit one to the warning track. Rodas had that just can of corn to Kevin Kramer. He looks at a first pitch ball. Thompson's 1-0 pitch missing high. Now 2-0. Now he did this to Freeges or to Anders as well, runs as he went, fell behind 2-0 and then came back. Curveball, curveball, curveball. Strike one, strike two, strike three. As JT's 2-0 offering, curveball in there for a strike. 2-1 the count, 2-0 our score in favor of Watkins. As Thompson's 2-1 pitch, that curveball just a little high on the late breaker. Evens it up at 2-2. The 3-1 pitch, excuse me, is high for a ball. First walk of the afternoon. My apologies, it was a 3-1 pitch. That pitch missing for a ball, and aboard is Kyle Rodas as he is on. Just the second base runner that Thompson's allowed runs.
Yep, base hit, and now the walk.
Bring Matt Ambrose to the plate. He does represent the tying run. As he looks over to Brent Gorecki for the signs. Rodas is the center fielder. See if he's maybe going to be put in motion. We haven't seen Justin throw from the stretch too often. As the first offering, curveball in there for a strike. Lincoln is very good behind the plate.
You think Matt Ambrose hits some line drives follow? Look where the third base coach is. Holy cow.
He doesn't want any of that, huh?
He's a good 35 to 40 feet off the bag at third.
This pitch hit on the ground towards second. Block too short for one. Geislinger's return to Ashton is low, and it gets past Ashton. And staying at first, nice job by Lincoln backing it up. And are they going to award him second base here? As Ambrose is asking the base umpire, Ashton and Ambrose got a little tangled. Man, is that a lot of man? Is that a lot of man over there, Randy? But absolutely. Looks like he's going to stay put at first.
Boy, it was a tailor-made double play, and Justin Thompson, Kirby, you could see he picked his glove up because he said, I'm going to give my middle infield a chance to turn this one. They probably got a better chance. And nice, easy flip to Nolan Geislinger and Nolan's return. I think he underestimated Matt Ambrose is not as quick a runner. He rushed that throw.
Yeah. Yeah, pulled Ashton off the bag, and Ashton didn't even get the ball. Again, Lincoln was backing up nicely. So it'll be a fielder's choice for Ambrose. Brent Gorecki, the third base coach and manager, had a word with the base umpire as well. I think right there, Runce, the call's pretty clear that, he did kind of get tangled up, but the guy's allowed to stand there. And secondly, it's not like he would have been for sure at second base with Lincoln standing with the ball right there. So it's a runner at first, two away, Jordan Gorecki to the plate. He looks at a first pitch ball from Justin Thompson. Watkins with their pinstripe pants, that classic Watkins pant legging, and then navy blue jerseys, baby blue W over their heart. Names on the back of the jersey, the last name on the back. 2-0 the count is two wide ones to Jordan Gorecki. Top of the fifth here in Chaska on your Sunday morning for just a little longer as this pitch hit on the ground. Fielded nicely by Thompson on a jump. He jogs, he flips to Ashton, and a nice play to retire the Irish here in the fifth inning. Some ups from JT. That does it for St. Patrick. No runs, no hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. 4.5, 2-0 in favor of the Clippers. On to the bottom of the fifth. That'll come up in 1 minute right here on Clipper Baseball's Home for the Weekend, Chasm Radio.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Bottom five, Clippers looking to add on right here. And so it'll be 2-3-4 in their lineup. And Lincoln Haugen, first pitch swinging, hits this one to Rodas in center. He comes on the jog, makes the catch cap high for a first pitch swinging. Shocker for Watkins, right, Runts? And they get the out this time to St. Patrick.
Yep, go after Mr. Sawyer yet on that first pitch. Kevin Kramer to the plate.
Kevin singled and scored. Back in the third inning, he flew out to, lined out to center field in the first as well. So Kevin seeing the ball well here in Chaska. Hit it hard yesterday. Hitting it hard again today. And Sawyer ready. First offering to the Clipper center fielder. Off speed. That's smashed to third. Fielded by Freeges on the one hop. Throw across the diamond in time. Good contact, but they got a guy there. Runs two away on two pitches.
A lot of infielders will tell you, Kirby, I like it when it's hit hard to me. That way I don't have to think about it. And that was a one hopper hit hard to his glove side, which oftentimes is an easier play for an infielder.
So they'd probably prefer it. We welcome you to your Sunday afternoon. It's KASM AM 1150 in Albany, FM 107.7, 105.5, KDDG HD2, and online at mykasm.com. Randy Rostein to my left, Cy Funenstein back in the sports studios in Albany. As the one-strike pitch to Danny Berg, that pitch missing right there, evens it up at 1-1. First two guys get out on one pitch each, Randy, and Danny had to stare at that first pitch fastball.
I know.
As the 1-1 pitch, now that's missing low. Moving our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count. Zach Sawyer, the big right-hander for St. Patrick. 2-1 offering to Berg, low again. Danny working the count right here. Singled and was stranded at third in the second inning. Had that RBI, scoring the first Clipper run. Reaching on an error back in the third inning. As the 3-1 pitch, that's high for a ball. And Berg is aboard with a walk. He's reached base three times today, Randy.
Guy's been on base. He just gets her done. Gets her done for the Clippers. 2-0 Watkins. Two spot in the third inning. The winner of this ball game gets the winner of Milroy and Watertown. They play immediately after this game.
Milroy Watkins would be a... is it the... which Milroy team? As Ashton hits this on the ground toward short, Freeges fields at short, flips across the diamond 6-3 to retire Ashton. Is it the
Yankees?
Yankees? Okay. That is the old Watkins used to region with those guys.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Four Watkins in the fifth, no runs, no hits. There were no errors. One left, five complete, 2-0 our score. Six coming up in a minute. Happy Sunday. Happy Labor Day weekend right here on KASM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.